This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a hearing for the nomination of Mike Waltz, President Trump's former national security advisor, who left the post amid the signal chat controversy with cabinet members discussing U.S. strikes in Yemen. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Chris Coons said that he doesn't believe Waltz has expressed significant remorse about this signal issue and that he's concerned that some kind of sensitive conversations could happen on signal again. The question hanging over this process is, would any Democrats cross party lines with what we presume to be all Republicans and vote to advance Waltz's nomination, because the UN ambassador is typically a nomination that gets broad bipartisan support in other administrations in the past.
President Trump traveling to Pennsylvania today. He'll deliver remarks at an energy and innovation summit in the state. Russia responded to President Trump's arms deal with NATO to send weapons to Ukraine, launching fresh aerial strikes on Ukraine overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed due to tariff concerns. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now scheduled for closure and demolition later this year. The Iowa DOT said that the Lansing Bridge, also known as the Blackhawk Bridge, will stay open until this fall. Then, it will be closed and demolished to make way for remaining construction on its replacement. The 94-year-old bridge was closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago, and the new bridge is set to open in 2027. Despite a jump at the pump statewide, La Crosse gas prices have stayed consistent this past week, 15 cents below the statewide average. With more on gas prices, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season. If there are no major developments with the renewed tariff discussions, the national average price of gas should remain in the low $3 per gallon range as it has for most of the summer so far.
Currently, La Crosse gas prices average about $2.92 per gallon. Across the river, Houston County stations are charging $3.05 to $3.08 per gallon. La Crosse's Pathways Home program is receiving funding from a state grant. $350,000 was awarded to Pathways Home to hire a social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. The La Crosse County Board still has to approve the funding, which should run through 2027. The La Crosse Common Council, meanwhile, is delaying a decision for the Pathways Held Leases program due to a need for more landlords to join the initiative. They'll take it up again at August's meeting. Slight chances of showers overnight turn into better chances of rain and thunderstorms Wednesday, with the potential for an inch of rain by Thursday. Temperatures at the end of the week will be milder, with highs in the 70s for most of the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it making it really feel like the upper 90s. Will become partly cloudy tonight, and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to State Representative Christian Phelps on the lifting of enrollment caps on voucher schools and new Democratic Party State Chair Devin Remicker.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour. So the knife to a gunfight is the phrase that's being used all over social media right now to describe Donald Trump's announcement yesterday that he's taking on Russia. He's going to take on Vladimir Putin in 50 days. Yeah. Yeah. Vlad, you got 50 days. Just bomb the crap out of that country. According to Ukrainian media, there were over 5,000 attacks on Ukraine yesterday after Trump made this announcement. He basically what he said is, Vladimir, I'm going to give you a month and a half, 50 days. Do your best. If you can't subjugate that country, if you cannot destroy Kyiv, if you cannot get Zelensky assassinated, if you cannot pull that thing off in 50 days, then we got to talk. And everybody's like, oh, Trump's getting tough on Putin. Are you kidding me? Now, the one thing Trump did say that I thought was interesting, he had that press availability. He was just kind of talking off the top of his head. And he said, yeah, I go home and I tell Melania, hey, I got a nice call from Vlad, from Vladimir. And then she says to me, but then he starts dropping bombs on Kyiv. Now, when Trump said that, I'm watching this, right? We saw it live on television, and I'm like, wait a minute. Trump didn't know that Russia was bombing the crap out of Kyiv literally the minute that he started the phone conversation with Putin? I mean, it was like Russia's way of saying, take that, Donnie, right? But apparently he didn't know. His wife had to tell him. Which leads to my second revelation, which is that Melania is not watching Fox News. She's watching CNN. Seriously. Because if you watch Fox News, you don't know that any of this stuff is going on. This is why the whole MAGA base is so shocked about the Epstein stuff, is that, they've been watching Fox News for the last decade. They had no idea Trump had anything to do with Jeff Epstein. And, and his big threat, I'm going to put 100% tariff on Russian goods imported into the United States. Yeah, right. Although, we'll put a big tariff on countries that trade with Russia. Yeah. Taco, right? Trump always chickens out. Meanwhile, remember the Huffman family? You may not. Derek Huffman is this right-wing guy. Who decided that he's from Texas, and he decided that he just did not like the family values of the United States, and that Russia has been, through their publicity channels and propaganda channels and whatnot, they've been talking about, we don't put up with them queer people here in Russia, and we don't have any gay marriage here in Russia, and we don't now Russia's one of the only countries in the world that allows child pornography. Apparently nobody told the Huffman family that, which is it got a lot of people concerned because they've stolen over 100,000 children from Ukraine so far. But anyhow, this Derek Huffman, he figured that if he wanted to raise his kids, him and his wife, and raise their kids in a country where you had traditional values and without Western propaganda, that they would move to Russia. So they up and moved to Russia. And guess what? He just got drafted and sent to Ukraine. His wife is doing social media right now, where she's just walking along and talking to, you know, to the camera, and she's complaining about the fact that they haven't gotten paid. He's supposed to be paid. He's in the military. And they told us that he wouldn't go in the military. And then they said, okay, well, he's got to go in the military, but we'll put him behind the front lines. He used to be a welder, so he can be a repair guy for the tanks and things. And she says, but now it looks like they're putting him up in the front lines. And we don't know what to do. And I'm like, man, there's just no cure for stupid. At the same time, I really feel sad for these people. I mean, they're victims, Derek Huffman and his wife and their kids. They are the victims of this right-wing propaganda machine that has taken over the United States, and particularly the ways that Zuckerberg and Musk et al. Have tweaked their algorithms so that, you know, if you live in that right-wing bubble in the social media world, it just gets wilder and wilder and more extreme until finally you're just like, hey, Marge, get the kids, let's go to Russia. And that's exactly what they did. And it's frankly a tragedy. It's really kind of sad. I have no delight in this, although it is kind of, well, whatever. And finally, the last story here. No, pick up your calls here. You remember a week or so ago, I think this all broke when Louise and I were in Norway, frankly, as I recall, that Musk had tweaked Grok. Grok is his AI invention, you know, his AI product. And he had tweaked it so that apparently he was training it on 4chan or something like that, and he eliminated the guardrails and so that it could say things that were not politically correct. So what did it say? It said, "I love Hitler," you know. And this woman with a Jewish name—it actually was some kind of a front account, but you know that's kind of irrelevant. It was it looked like it was a woman with a Jewish name. Was saying things that were kind of anti-Trump or anti-Musk or whatever it was. I don't recall specifically. And somebody asked Grok about it, and Grok said, well, Hitler would have known what to do with people like them, like her, you know, with a Jewish surname. In fact, even said Ashkenazi Jew, right? I mean, this is, Grok is like deep into Nazism. So, of course, the Pentagon, which is, you know, run by that guy with the giant Crusader cross tattooed to his left or right bicep. The former alcoholic, former, we'll see. I don't know. But anyhow, the Pentagon says, hey, let's hire Grok to advise us on, and I quote, national security and critical science applications. What could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? It's kind of breathtaking. It's kind of breathtaking. And that, you know, there really is no cure for stupid. I mean, that's terrible. All right, what's on your mind today? Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to raise one concern and then just get to why I called, but you know, I'm most concerned with the budget that ICE has just received. And as you even report, there's already 200, facilities that they've built. I think that once they get a hold of that budget, I think we're going to see some real crazy changes, yeah. Things that we just can't even expect.
Yeah. When Hitler went down in flames, there were 580 or something like that. Concentration camps in Germany. These were not death camps. These were labor camps. And although a lot of people died in them. And Wouldn't surprise me if we beat that record. I mean, we're a bigger country, of course, physically and population-wise, but wouldn't surprise me at all. You say that you think that there will be things that we can't even imagine. You know, exercise your imagination here, Caleb. What specifically are you thinking of?
Well, I really believe that we're going to see politicians rounded up. I believe we're going to see political enemies rounded up. I believe we're going to see a lot of stuff that we just could never fathom in this country. And I don't know how else to make sense of this when we're giving this private police force that their only job is to police America. We're giving them more money than what Russia even uses for their military budget.
That's right. Yeah, the ISIS budget now will be larger than the Russian military budget. And the Russian military budget is huge right now because they're in the middle of a war. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you could say, well, it's a budget for a war against America, right here in America. Caleb,
correct.
Thank you. Spot on. Good talking to you. Thank you so much. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with your calls.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work. I sleep really well with them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. And to get 25% off, check out with the product promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Rights erased with the stroke of a pen. While fascist fists rise up again, he grins while mobs in camo gear scream his name and march with fear. You cheer the chaos, call it liberation, but it's tyranny clear on Trump's eve of devastation. He bowed to Putin, kissed the crown, let dictators push our nation down.
22 minutes past the hour, welcome back. We had one of our conservative callers was on the line. I was going to put him up next, but he just dropped off. Oh, well. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Trump is going down. He's going down, 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 down.
Do you really believe
down.
It? Yeah, I mean, this guy's got more lives than nine cats, you know?
No, John, listen, brother. Listen. The one thing that a redneck and a Pan-Africanist have in common, they don't like pedophiles. It's okay to be a tax cheat. It's okay to, violate the espionage violations, which call for the death penalty. It's okay to participate in election fraud. You, John, you can sexually assault a white woman. You can kill 1 million people as a result of your poor COVID-19 responses. You can violate the Emoluments Clause. All of those are acceptable sins. But let me tell you something. Being a pedophile, that'll get you raped in prison and hung in the South. Yeah. A house of cards, Tom.
Especially the cute little white girls.
A house of cards is going down. That island, it's a Pandora's box. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's about to open, including information about a murder on our soil. I'm talking about blackmail. I'm talking about Mossad. I'd hate to think what Jeffrey Sachs has to say about this. I'm telling you, Tom, they're not going to let this one go. You can't change the news cycle, man. We can go to war with Iran, but they're not letting this one go, man. This is what's going to take him down. He's going down, down, down.
Do you think Donald Trump would try to start a war in order to change the subject?
He has no choice. Look what Netanyahu's doing.
I'm talking about a big war. I'm talking about, like going after Moscow.
It won't be that. They have to tie it into Iran. But he needs a distraction. And you know, Tom, you're older than me, smarter than me. Number one distraction you can get is a war. But a war. Now, this is the first time I've ever heard this in the annals of American history. A war ain't stopping this one, baby. If you got a pedophile in the White House, they'll treat him the same way they did Benito Mussolini. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have it, Tom. Like I tell you, all them other sins are acceptable. But they're not going for messing with no kids, man. They can't handle it. It's too much. It's too much to put on their plate.
Yeah.
Okay, go get you another painter.
Yeah. For people who don't know, with Mussolini, they hung him, and then they hung him upside down on a lamppost, and it was along with his mistress. It was not a good thing. It was not good. Thank you very much for that call, Morris. Always nice hearing from you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm glad they let you into the United States.
I am, too.
I would be concerned about traveling abroad just for that reason. Hey, earlier you had someone call in about the 3.5%. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I'm working with my indivisible group for our Thursday turnout. And, you know, we got to keep working forward on it. But I don't think that's going to happen until something major happens. Because people have been so normalized. Actually, the term for it is actually hyper-normalization.
Yeah.
And until there's actually some event that actually gets people motivated, we're going to have a hard time getting those people out. And it's just the plain fact. Personally, I think it's going to be an economic collapse, but it could be a number of other events that occur. Mm. But until we finally get that one big event that people are just going to get so outraged and say, what, you know, for a nice word for it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to end up getting that 3.5%.
You know, a recession could do it, although, you know, I remember we had a really severe recession under Reagan. In fact, I think we might have had two of them, you know, one in 81 and one in 86 or 7, as I recall. But and we had a pretty bad recession, you know, almost a depression under Bush. And you know, they both seem to bounce back. Reagan certainly bounced back from it. I mean, you know, he was still popular when he left the White House. Bush, probably not so much. But I wonder if, you know, if unemployment goes up 2-3 points, if inflation goes up a couple of points, you know, without the right-wing noise machine stoking outrage about it like they did during Biden's presidency, I'm not sure it'll catch.
Yeah, I don't know if that would catch it either. I'm thinking more along the lines of a lot of people don't realize with the financial situation is going, a lot of this money is being backed up with cryptocurrency and other things, stuff that isn't real.
Yeah.
And I can see where we end up with something similar to the housing crisis that we had with the subprime mortgages.
I agree.
But with these guys having their money backed up by money that isn't real, and all of a sudden find this collapse.
Here's the thing to look for, Ziggy, is when they have trouble selling treasuries. If that day comes, then head for the hills. I think it's a very low possibility. Yeah. No, they're already having to jack up interest rates to do that. Ziggy, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be back with your calls in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Child care providers in Wisconsin say the state budget doesn't do enough for children in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Parker Olson.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's child care system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program, Child Care Counts, has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they described just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diny Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways, to parents, to providers, and to systemic fixes. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked child care funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda, raising local taxes to make up for education costs. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted. And it's not the politicians, because they don't trust the politicians the way it is.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it making it really feel like the upper 90s. We'll become partly cloudy tonight, and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are on the road and live from Oshkosh, the EAA Museum. Matinair on air and the Todd Albaugh Show. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, this is all too familiar to me. In fact, it happened last week. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough, and you know your body, you know you're getting sick. And your choices are, well, tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or in my case, vacation, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours in urgent care and sit in a room full of coughing people. Or you can do what I did, open your medical emergency kit. I just matched my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, started the right meds, and nipped this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A nation bled for liberty now drowns beneath the money stream. They crown the kings we overthrew. Let fascists march in red, white, blue. The Constitution's torn in two. And justice whispers, what did you do? The billionaires took the bench. Now the laws are rigged, the lines are etched. But we're not bowing, we're not through. We'll raise this flag till it's red, white, true. We've beaten tyrants once before. We'll break their grip and storm the door. This is the fight for our soul's defense. 'Cause the billionaires took the bench.
Roosevelt stand. Back 36 minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind today, Ron, in Buffalo, New York? Hey, Ron, what's up?
Yeah, you asked about the Supreme Court situation and why they're acting the way they are, and I wondered if this isn't part of it. Part of it is an ego thing, but I think even more importantly, they're worried, Ash, particularly when he's been ignoring, like the Gonzalez case there, where they actually deported this guy without trial, admitted they made a mistake, and then they won't do anything. When they were ordered to get him back, they won't do anything. I wonder if at least some of the more moderates, if you want to call any of the moderates, Roberts and maybe, I don't know, who's the other you could say are moderates there, but I wonder if they're worried about becoming an irrelevancy. In other words, if they keep ruling against him, even a little bit, then he ignores them, they become more or less an irrelevancy. I mean, like, who cares? And yeah. I wonder if they're worried about that becoming a precedent, and maybe that's why they're kind of caving in and not even issuing, you know, they're just ruling in favor of him and not even issuing a statement. What do you think about that?
It's a possibility. I mean, you know, at the opening of the show, I raised this question. You know, there are three possible options that they're afraid that they are ideologues, or they've been indoctrinated, or that they're being paid off. Those are not mutually exclusive. And you just added a fourth one, you know, that they basically want to suck up to power and go along to get along, or get along to go along. And it's possible that all four of those things are happening at the same time. Makes a certain amount of sense, doesn't it, Ron?
Yeah, they seem to be minimizing the fact that they're doing so much damage here, but they don't want to be an irrelevancy. That's what I'm getting that feeling. I don't know. It's just maybe it's crazy, but that's what I'm kind of thinking.
I'm the bottom line for me right now is God bless Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor. These two have been writing dissents in which they are calling out these conservatives. And, you know, naming and shaming and doing it very, very elegantly, very, very well. You know, some just brilliant language. And those dissents, I mean, if you go back and read John Paul Stevens's dissent in Citizens United in 2010, it's breathtaking. It's so elegantly written. It's one of my all-time favorites. Several of these recent dissents have kind of risen to that level of quality, you know? Stuff that will be studied years from now.
Go ahead. Yeah, I have a question for you.
Huh?
I have a question for you about, I'm getting things from Greg Pallas, and he claims you may be doing a joint project with him. Curious, why hasn't the Democratic Party made more of this gerrymandering and voter suppression business that Pallas is always talking about?
I don't know. It makes me crazy, Ron. I just don't know. I mean, you know, there's clear voter suppression going on. It's being done by Republicans. I think the Democrats have two options, basically. One would be to absolutely raise holy hell about it, which they seem afraid to do, because I think that they're afraid that if they speak out, the Republican rebuttal will be, oh, you want the illegal immigrants to vote, huh? You know, because basically what they'd have to be saying is, you know, all these restrictive rules are, you know, the problem is once you get into the weeds, you know, about how, you know, ID requirements, you know, discourage people from voting, it's just you lose the argument. And the other way that the Democrats could, so, you know, basically, you know, blowing up with outrage and things are not going to work. But the other thing the Democrats could do, and I am a fan of this, and I know that both Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna disagree with me on this, and probably other representatives do as well, is I think that Democratic-run states, a couple of them anyway, maybe just even one, who is all it would take, should start caging. They should start sending postcards into heavily Republican districts. And when those postcards don't get returned, strip them off the voting rolls and do it, you know, in a way that's not secret, so that the Republicans start raising hell about it. And the Democrats are trying to rig the elections now. And what might come out of that is a congressional rule or law or even a Supreme Court decision that says, no, you have an absolute right to vote. And if somebody's going to take away your right to vote, it's as difficult as taking away your gun.
Well, I think the problem with that, though, is, like, for example, New York State here, Cuomo, well, before he discredited himself there, tried to do that. But we have an amendment that really tries to limit that, but it came out in the 60s. That's the problem. I don't. Maybe Illinois can get it. I don't think Illinois is one of the few blue states that doesn't have a specific amendment. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a problem, though.
Yeah, it could be. I just think that the Democrats are just way too nice to do it, frankly. But anyhow, Ron, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
I wanted to comment on the ICE agents, alleged ICE agents, because we don't really know who they are because they're not wearing an insignia.
Yep.
And I was looking at Romanian police, and they wear their unit and an individual identifier, it appears, letters for their unit and then numbers for their individual officers. And that shows that.
So do the cops in every city I've ever lived in. You've got a badge number.
Yep.
And you got your name on your, you know, on a little pin on your chest.
Yep. That's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
So we're behind Romania. Yeah.
When people are hiding their identity, when people are trying to behave with anonymity, you've got to ask yourself why. You know, what are they up to that they don't want you to know about? And they say, oh, we're afraid of getting doxxed. No, I'm not buying that. I'm just not buying that. I'm sorry. Tim, thank you. If you're proud of the work you do, you should be proud of it. Tim, thank you for the call. Steve in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
I'm now 75 years old, and my first memory of politics was 1956. It was a Russian premier by the name of Nikita Khrushchev, and he said that we will take America without firing a single shot.
Yeah, this was at the World's Fair in New York.
Yes, and he also took his shoe off and pounded the table.
Yeah, at the UN.
And from that moment forward, this little 7-year-old was always a little bit wary and scared of Russia. Now, Trump's history with Russia goes back, I think, as far back as 86.
Yeah.
But there's been an awful lot of attempts, I believe, by Russia to, without you know, starting a war with our country, trying to undermine it from within.
Yeah,
and I think what we're seeing now in the second term of Trump, it's absolutely everything is being destroyed. And I have to ask how much of it is they found their stooge. Trump might not even, you know, think about Russia, but Russia's got to be celebrating, you know, up the wazoo. They finally found their mark, and the GOP, for whatever reason, has gone along with it. What do you think?
I agree. I believe that Trump is either intentionally or unintentionally doing Moscow and Beijing's work for them. And Elon Musk helped him, destroying USAID, severely damaged American soft power around the world. They're this week, as we speak, they are gutting the State Department, destroying our diplomatic abilities around the world. They have Tulsi Gabbard and friends have damaged our intelligence services. Whether we've politicized our FBI, we have gutted our federal government. Trump is doing what, if you could get inside Russia, if you could get inside China and you really wanted to damage them, these are the things you do. And I think that
exactly.
This is intentional. And by the way, 86 was when Trump and Ivana first went to Russia to visit, but he married her, I believe, several years earlier than that. And her father was a KGB informant. So I suspect his connections to Russia go back even farther than that. Steve, thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you, Paul.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, guys, I'm talking to you. I have discovered a new deodorant that really, really works. Mando is created for whole body odor control, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants that you've been using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which has been clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it is hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. And use that code TOM.
You're raising your voice, pushing back hard, because there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Find the light, rest your soul so you can fight. The road is long, the night is cold, but you can't stand tall if you break and fold. So breathe deep, let it be. They sail their life, they stack the deck.
53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mary in Van West, Virginia. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, I'm actually out shopping today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, surrounded by a lot of people who voted red here in West Virginia.
I can imagine.
So what's and on I'm your just mind, Mary? Talking away. What's on my mind is I found the Epstein list.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Musk said he had it. Remember?
Yeah.
He said he had the list.
Yeah.
Okay, I think he's holding it hostage.
Oh.
You know, he's going to form that third party.
Well, you know, Musk did just get a $200 million contract from the Pentagon to use, for his AI. Maybe that was Trump's way of saying, don't release that list.
Yes, he did. And remember when, the Doge Bros went in there and they had access to everything? Well, they still do, I guess. They even got rid of things in our history that was, listed. They just went in there and wiped everything out.
Yeah.
Who's to say that he didn't get access to that list and leave? You know, maybe the administration for the first time is telling the truth about something. Maybe they don't have it.
Yeah, maybe the Doge kids actually got the Epstein file. That is not impossible, Mary. That is not impossible.
I know it's not impossible. Yeah. I've been thinking it all along.
I believe it. I got to move along. But, Mary, thank you for the thoughtful call. I appreciate it. That was fascinating. Have a good time shopping there. Rob in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Just great. But we'll get better. What's on your mind today?
I was just piggybacking off her, but not piggybacking, but I think the Epstein files has become the thing that's going to take Trump down, because it's not just about the Epstein files. You have Tucker Carlson out there trying to correlate this with the Israeli government and Mossad, and then you have Trump giving weapons to Ukraine. All these things I'm watching on news breaking and all these in these little chats. These people are not giving this up. They're not going to give it up so easily about this and how it ties with everything. And they're small-minded, so they're not highly educated at all. So they'll believe what you tell them. And Tucker Carlson and Trump's daughter-in-law just said release some more files, so they're not gonna give this up easily.
Yeah.
And it's just too ingrained. It's too ingrained into what they believe.
When you say Trump's daughter-in-law, you talking about Lara Trump?
Yes.
She interviewed him on Fox the other day and never brought the topic up, didn't she?
Never brought the topic up, but she just came out today. And then reporters came out and asked Trump today before he left for Pittsburgh about this, and he said that they should release it. He said he's giving it up to Bondi now. He's saying Bondi.
So he's throwing Bondi under the bus because MSNBC is reporting that any time now in the next hour or two or three, Pam Bondi's going to hold a press conference. Oh, we'll see what happens. Rob, thanks for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Thursday is coming. Get ready. Tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court not to take up an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the former partner of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was convicted of sex trafficking. ABC's Jay O'Brien says some lawmakers now demanding transparency over the so-called Epstein files after Attorney General Pam Bondi declined to release files, angering some Trump supporters.
There are some Republicans who have said, look, that they express confidence in Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has, of course, been in charge of these disclosures, but even they say the Department of Justice, in their view, has somewhat hyped up what is in these documents and created this problem by saying that these records have these kind of bombshell of disclosures and then, of course, not delivering when it comes to disclosing some of these records, certain elements of the video.
The Consumer Price Index edging up last month. Analysts say President Trump's tariffs on imported goods are likely behind the rise. It comes as the Federal Reserve is considering an interest rate cut. This is ABC News.